It was God helping. I don't know what you're doing or what you're intending to or what you're planning to do, but I want to tell you something. As a prophet, David did this to his men, and I'm doing this to my man.
Oh, yes.
My God is going to help you in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
The Bible says, and God has helped. It means God has helped. It's a certain level of life. I was teaching, I think, some few weeks ago. I said, when Jesus was on the cross, every person was saying, on the cross, he saved others. Why can't he save himself? But Jesus didn't help himself because it's not to his power to help himself. He waited for Yahweh to help. He waited for the Father to help. Right now, I don't want you to take some steps on your own. Depend on God. I'm raising men who trust and depend on God and say, yes, I'm trying to pursue this, but I want God to be my helper. I want God to be the one to help me in this circumstance. And when God has done it, and yes, that means God has helped. Now, we can read that scripture in from verse 9 to 10.
2 Samuel 23 from verse 9. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men of David. When they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. What did he do?
He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought great victory that day.
It's him who was fighting, but the Bible says who gave victory?
The Lord.
The Lord. It's you managing it. It's you. People are seeing you, but behind the scene, it is the Lord. That's why Eliezer means what? Yahweh has helped. God will do things behind the scene. People will look at you achieving things.
People
will look at you into the prayer life that you'll be praying,
into
the success you'll be having. But it won't be you. It will be Yahweh behind the scene. I am here to give you the Eliezer anointing. The Eliezer anointing. The Eliezer anointing. The Eliezer.
I receive it.
Somebody say, Yahweh will help.
Yahweh will help.
Say it again. Yahweh will help.
Yahweh will help.
The Bible says he killed so many enemies. He became weary. He became tired. To a level whereby the sword he was holding could not fall from his hand. That's how tired he was. That his hands could not stretch. He became like lame. He couldn't let the sword fall. And the Bible says it wasn't him. It was the Lord giving him victory. Do you understand how I can see? The problem sometimes is we try to help ourselves instead of allowing God to come in the scene and help us in one way or another. But time has come where we shall put our trust in the name of Jehovah. Oh, look what I'm going to tell them. Sometimes. We put our trust in ourselves.
We put our trust in ourselves.
On things which humans can't do.
On things that humans can't do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because where you are right now, if you look in your bank account as a prophet, you can buy nothing. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. If I can see in your pocket, there is nothing. If you can buy a car, it must be God. That's what I'm saying. Eliezer anointing is not about who you are. It's not about what you have. It's about the hand of Jehovah. The Eliezer generations, these are people who God comes and helps them. They can be in a mess, but Jehovah himself comes and takes them out of the mess. Somebody say, yes. Say, Eliezer anointing.
Eliezer anointing.
Say, the Eliezer generation.
The Eliezer generation.
Are those people
that Yahweh comes
and take them out of the trouble,
and take them out of the trouble,
give them victory.
Yes.
Somebody say,
Eliezer.
You see, I'll meet you one day and I'll be like, who is it? Same you? You'll be like, yes, Papa. Oh, you look different. Answer me, Eliezer. Which means what? Yahweh has helped. So when I look at all this, I stand here and I say, You see, we didn't even put we didn't even move around and in the streets. We are inviting you. This is a paper. We're inviting you. We want you to come and attend. Did you do that? Did we do that? We never did that. I just went in my church and made one statement. Look at this.
Major.
Shout Eliezer!
Eliezer!
Which means what? And it means what? How many here that say, prophet, make me to be that son, that man. I want to take this anointing. Yahweh must help my calling. Yahweh must help my prayer life. Yahweh must help my business. Yahweh must help my success. Somebody shout, Eliezer!
There is no way I can go. There is no way I can hide. You are my helper.
Sit down, everyone. Say yes. Say Eliezer. This man was raised by David. He achieved in one single day, because he had put his trust in the Lord. In a single day, he defeated the whole nation of Philistine. In a single day. Because the man had learned to put his trust in Jehovah. And David called his name Eliezer. Meaning, I'm giving you anointing that whatsoever you face, Yahweh will come behind the scene. And today I'm releasing that anointing on you. Wherever you shall go, people shall see you. But they must never mistake to judge you and to judge your ideas. It will not be you, neither your ideas. It will be Jehovah behind the scene.
Oh yes.
Receive this anointing right now.
Receive
this anointing.
I'll receive.
Put a hand for Jesus if you can. I want you to become Eliezer.
See.
You see, Eliezer was a weak, feeble man. According to the Bible, he was feeble, weak, disregarded. Nobody thought he would do achievement. Nobody. But he was given the Eliezer anointing. Anointing that you achieve things to a level whereby people, when they look at you, they say, this can only be God. This is the anointing I'm releasing to you today. As a man, David had a man who, this man he named Eliezer, who he trained, raised, and gave him a principle. And today, it's not the days of David. These are days of me, Major One. I am raising and training you.
Oh, yes.
To become Eliezers of today.
I receive.
So I receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Then David, being a prophet, according to Acts 2, verse 29 and 30, David, being a prophet, he raised another man, another iron man, and called his name Shammah. The word Shammah means God is there. His duty was to prove to people the existence of God. If people are doubting, this man was raised to make achievements that will shock people, and people bow down and say, yes, Jehovah is there. And I'm raising people in this conference who will prove to the world that Jehovah is alive. If you men will do nothing, it'll be very difficult for the world to know our God is alive. You need that achievement, that anointing, that can achieve things, so that people, when they look at you, they say, wow, we know you, we know your story. But what is happening around you, this can only be God. So Shammah means God is there. It's the anointing to prove to the world that there is God in heaven. Somebody said, I receive the Shammah anointing.
I receive the Shammah anointing.
Now, verse 11. Verse 11.
And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord brought great victory.
All right, the Bible says, and people were running away. His children were running away, but he stood and defended the people of God. And God wrought victory. This man was trained by David. The Bible calls him a man of David. He was taught to prove that God is there. He was not taught to quit or to run away. When everybody was running away, he stood. Turn about, never quit. Don't give up. Say, stand. How many are saying, I'm going to come with a testimony that will shock the whole world? How many are saying, my testimony will prove God is there? Say after me, my testimony.
My testimony
will prove that God is there.
That God is there.
Nasurari ko santo.
Arisi.
Chino saprari ko santo. Me surari ya surato. Nasuradosa. Things are happening already as I'm talking to you right now. Say, Jehovah is there. I will make people believe that. Because my testimony will make people say, Jehovah is there. Then there was another man which was raised by David. And he called his name Abishai. Somebody say Abishai.
Abishai.
The word Abishai means a father of gifts. A father of what?
A father of gifts.
Do you know gifts? Do you know a gift? So the father of all gifts, that was his name. Meaning to say, he had every gift coming from every direction. This side, a bit slipping. I love this side. I love it. Receive spiritual gifts.
I receive.
Receive financial gifts.
I receive.
the Bible says he was a what? A father of what?
Gifts.
Any gift you can talk. Whether it's a spiritual gift, whether it's a financial gift, any gift. He was raised to be a father. He was a gift magnet.
I receive.
If in the state house are planning, who must we give this project? He was attracting it.
Hey.
If people are planning in a company, who must we give this job? He was a gift magnet. He was receiving things not by qualification. He was receiving things because it's more like giving him as a gift. David raised this man and called his name Abishai. Called his name Abishai. In verse 18.
And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief amongst the three. And he lifted up his spear against the 300 and slew them. And he had a name among the three. Was he not the most honorable among the three? Therefore,
he was what? The most what?
The most honorable.
The most honorable, and he was a captain. I told you. Why? He killed 300. Yet another one killed 800. Yet him, he became a captain. Highly honorable. Attracting gifts. When there was a promotion, attract promotion. Honor, attract honor. Everywhere he was going, he was a father of gifts.
I receive it.
And every man who is here today, don't go home without this anointing.
I receive.
I wonder people who are just people. No anointing of Eliezer, no anointing of Abishai. They attract nothing in life. Nothing. You'll be shocked. You never applied for anything. They will phone you. They will call for you.
I receive.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
This is serious. You must be raised. Be raised. Have a mentality. He was honorable among all of them. Sit down for a moment. His dressing was different. Hey. I am raising CEOs in the house and managers and personal.
I receive.
Listen to me. Listen, you will not be who you are right now. By next year, the next Iron Man conference.
Oh, yes.
If I be a prophet.
Oh, yes.
Your story is going to change.
I receive.
Hear me. Abishai anointing. Anointing of honor. Anointing of championship. Anointing of being a captain. Your business will become a captain. Your prayer life will become a captain. Your church will become a captain.
I receive.
Abishai anointing. Someone say Abishai anointing.
Abishai anointing.
Can I give it to you? Can I release the anointing to you? Can I release the anointing to you? Somebody say yes.
Yes.